Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brother and sister, salam. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to listen to this episode of today's special under the topic of the powerful dhikr of Bismillah.
I pray to God, my heart, soul and body, every single day of my life, with every breath I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, it's now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today is Friday, 23rd of Rajab, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Bahman, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of January, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book for today. We listen to verse 160 of chapter Al Imran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. In yansurkumullahu fala ghaliba lakum wa in yakhdhulkum faman dhalladhi yansurkum min ba'dih. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ
If Allah should aid you, no one can overcome you. But if He should forsake you, who is there that can aid you after Him? And upon Allah, let the believers rely.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the previous verse, trust and reliance in Allah was recommended. In this verse, the reason of that reliance is expressed, saying that both honor and abasement are with Allah. It is narrated that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, asked Gabriel, the angel, what is the trust in Allah? Gabriel answered, "It is so that you know people do not give you profit nor loss, neither they grant nor restrain, and that you be despair of all humankind. Then when a servant becomes like this, we will not act for anyone except Allah. He will not be hopeful of or afraid of anyone but Allah. He will not become desirous in anyone save Allah." And this is the reality of trust, tawakkul.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in life. A world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
During this week, we look at, in different angles, this to this subject, the powerful dhikr of Bismillah. Bismillah gives us protection in our daily lives. Starting every day in the name of Allah assures Muslims of Allah's mercy and protection throughout the day. Similarly, it brings blessings upon our activities and families. Saying Bismillah is not just out of routine, but holds a deeper meaning in the life of every Muslim. When Bismillah was revealed, in the name of Allah, the Most Glorious, the Most Merciful, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim was revealed, The clouds gave way by moving to the east. The winds ceased blowing. The oceans became calm. The creatures prepared themselves to listen. The shaitan were pelted with fire from the heavens of Allah, swearing an oath by his honor, declared, "Anyone who says this name of mine upon anything, I will surely impart barakah in that thing."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today, we're going to talk the importance of Bismillah, or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And now it's time to talk about the sanctity and blessings of Allah's name. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is so sacred that humans are obligated to glorify and honor this name and not forget it. They should not use this name in vain, nor should they neglect it in righteous actions, nor should they mention any other name alongside it. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this name a manifestation of blessings, glorification, and attributes of perfection. He has also said, "Blessed is the name of your Lord, and glorify the name of your Lord." These are Quranic verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "So glorify the name of your Lord, the Most Great." Right? Again, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, says, "And glorify the name of your Lord, the Most High." This means that one should not associate any partners with this name, nor should one say, "In the name of Allah and the name of so-and-so." This is not the glorification of Allah's name, but an insult to it. Do not say, first, "In the name of Allah," and the second, "In the name of so-and-so." Allah's name is first and has no second. There is no name beside his, nor is his first while others are second. Glorify his name.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
Bismillah will bring sustenance. So, start the word. Bismillah from our mouth means inviting the grace of Allah, the Almighty. Calling on the name of Allah when starting a job is very helpful because with His help our affairs will be finished. And who can solve all things? The one who can solve all things is Allah Almighty. Bismillah takes away sin. Saying Bismillah with a sincere heart will bring the pleasure of Allah Almighty. The most favored word by Allah is the saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, which means in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Come here, I have one easy way to remember Allah. That is picking a word du'as or dhikr for to focus on. Maybe you are not in the habit of making dhikr or du'a, But right now is the best time to start. Maximize your downtime, whether you're waiting to catch a flight, washing dishes stuck in the jam while driving to work, or have 5 minutes to spare before your daily goes into full swing to recite some dhikr like the morning and evening remembrances or any other du'as, download an app that has authentic supplications from the Quran and Mafatih al-Jannah to get you started. Start small and just pick a few that speak close to your heart to truly appreciate the meaning of what you are saying and slowly build up from there. Inshallah, you will be successful. Sheikh Azhar Nasir.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal, Surah 8, Ayah 12, the Battle of Badr, Allah says to the angels, I'm with you. Go down and strengthen the hearts of the mu'mineen. You know, the malaika in the Quran, they are God's hidden army. They play a role in this physical world, right? So there's an interaction now between the material world and the angelic world. They participate in the fighting, but they also do what? They fortify the hearts of the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, there's one night out of the year where we all celebrate the descent of angels. Laylatul Qadr. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. But the angels don't only descend on Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fussilat, He says what?
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا.
Malaika, they don't just descend on Laylatul Qadr. They do. But there are other things that can cause the angels to descend. And that is if a person says, my Lord is Allah. And they are steadfast. What happens? تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. You have the ability to attract the angels in the heavens. Because of your aqidah, because of your belief, because of your steadfastness. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. We don't know how many. Because each person has a different spiritual capacity. Maybe for one mu'min, one angel comes to back him, to support and fortify his heart. Maybe for another mu'min, it's two. Maybe for another mu'min, it's ten. Maybe it's thousands. Maybe it's tens of thousands. Everything is measured. Now, what do these angels do? They come with a message that has a profound effect on your soul. And what is the message? أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't be afraid and don't grieve.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. It seems that our time is over, so we leave you in Allah's care and blessings. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they They showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.